Serene.
Come che sarà? Che sarà poi?
My topic is going to be getting older and wiser. Getting the most out of being older and wiser. There's not many of us in this room, I can see, that relish the thought of getting older, but we need to face the fact that at least the majority of you here don't feel that way. But there's some that are maybe 14, 15 years old that would like to be just a little bit older to have a driver's license. Or perhaps 17 years old, pushing 18, that would like to leave the house. You know, little do they realize what getting older means. You know? Perhaps there's a 53-year-old, and Denny probably falls in that category, that's pushing retirement. He's going to retire at 55, but don't give him the microphone. He may retire at 40. But getting older means getting wiser. But let me say this. After 25 years old, those years accumulate fast, very fast. We aren't encouraged by a prevailing cultural trait. You know, in America, you're young, you're pretty, or you're handsome. That's the way it is in America. You know, if you don't live that way, who would want to leave America for that? Huh? That's just the way it is. I want to put on the nicest clothes. I want to have my hair looking nice. That's not God's way. You know? And we'll get to that in just a second. It's no wonder. I think about this. And many of you know that as you get older, you're probably less respected. You become an old grouch or what do you know? You know? When in fact you know everything. You've lived that life and many years past the 14 or the 17-year-old, and little do they know that the rent and the gas and the electric and the car and the insurance and the taxes at 18 could be hard to come by. You know, but they need to talk to dad or grandpa or mom or somebody else to find out about all this. But let's go on. No wonder older people are often portrayed as a joke, and the prospect of old age seems like a curse. If we can't avoid it, the least we can do is try to put it off as long as possible. Now, what does that mean? That means you mean a little Botox or something to hide old age? That's not the life either. In societies where tradition is vital, older people are honored as the keepers of history and knowledge. And I think we can all verify that part. You know, if I'd listened to my mom a long time ago, I'd have had a much better life. In their view, the role of the elders is passed along to old stories, passing along old stories to the young. You know, and that's true. I told my kids many times and my grandchildren, hoping they'll do more than my kids did, so they didn't listen that well. But we have a history. And they need to understand that. But if you've lived your life, let me live mine. That's the answer I heard from my youngest. Dad, if you lived your life, let me live mine. I'm sorry, son. You'll one day recognize those facts. Even the most youth-obsessed among us have to admire the older people for sheer endurance. Only a century ago, most people did not get old enough. Think about this. Instead, most people died young. And I think we can all relate to that through medical and everything else. We've managed to live a lot more years than we have in the past. To reach old age is a mark of God's favor and of the person's fortitude to have and live through as much and survive. Today, more and more of us are surviving and are surviving longer. Centuries ago, the Bible reported the length of our days, 70 years. I'm there. You know, many of us are there. So be thankful for what we have, but yet many are now just way past those times. Now, an amazing number of people live to be 100. Solomon thinks 19th century, 20th century, 21st century, and they still have an active life. Most of them live in Florida. Probably live on a golf course in 55 and over. But 3 centuries. That means they were born in 1899, December 31st. I'm banking on that. The entire year of 2000, and then maybe born in January 2001, whatever it was. You know, 3 centuries. Unbelievable. We've made great strides to longer, healthier physical life. But are we any more wise? Life expectancies have stretched, but the Bible reveals that human nature, has not changed. We'll find examples of people getting older and wiser, and we'll find examples of people just getting older. You will find older people who should have listened to younger people, and vice versa. You will find honest expressions of fear and hope as the years accumulate and death grows near. Throughout all, you will find a constant state of God. Whether we consider ourselves young, middle-aged, senior citizens, or some of us don't want an age tag put on, but several of our senior citizens have to live with it. We will grow wiser as we consider and apply the timeless truth of the Scripture. God has made us for Himself, and mere physical survival is not our highest goal. No matter how many years we accumulate on this earth, we offer the gift of eternal life. May we spend our years here, whether few or many, growing wiser and becoming more like Him. So we need to wise up. And I want to read a few scriptures, and then I have a few other comments to make. James 1, 1 through 8. James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Assembling a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. Wait a minute. Let me back up here. I read the wrong one. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not the man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in his ways. Verse 2 talks about my brethren count it all joy. Here you go, that sounds pretty good. Count it all joy, but that's joy is not really what that meant. To me, when I read it, I thought, count it all joy. Being in trouble or having problems, mental or physical, it's like counting it all joy is like a notch in the belt in life. You know, you've had some problems and whether you become bitter after a while with those problems. You know, how am I going to deal with these issues? But count it all joy is trial. Basically, you've had some issues and they're trials of life and they become a notch in your life. Now, John, if I'm off on any of this, you be sure to tell me. So, these trials create pain in the system. Your heart, your lungs, your back, everything. You feel heavy. It's a burden. And without God to turn to, you know, it hurts. There's some questions. And that pain arises. Why is it happening to me? Did I do something wrong? Is God angry with me? How long will this last? Should I pray for instant relief, or should I tough it out? When we hurt, what we want most is deliverance. When we pray to God, that's what we're asking for. God says that what we need most is wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:16, you call on Jesus, he will give you his wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:24, Christ is the answer, or Christ is the answer, is the power of God and the wisdom of God. If you let God work his purposes, he will enable us to grow and mature through the difficulties that come into our lives, those trials that I was talking about. So what is the difference between being smart and being wise? Smart emphasizes intelligence. Well, we've got all kinds of intelligence in the church. Wise emphasizes someone with experience, knowledge, and judgment. The better side of life. You know, someone you can turn to who's lived that life, someone who's familiar with it, and will give it to you. James, Jesus' half-brother, wrote to persecuted Christians throughout the Roman Empire. He wrote before AD 50, when the church was very young. Believers barely knew what it meant to be Christian. And now they had to learn to be Christians under trial. I don't want to skip a page or I'll be in trouble. Count it pure joy. Sounds good, but the fact means nothing more than another notch in our belt of life. Another sin, another problem. Chalk it up. We pray to God and we often wonder, and I'll repeat this. He didn't answer. He becomes bitter. But sometimes the answer is not with God. The answer is, as you learn from what has happened, and you take care of that yourself. God has some things that you need to deal with yourself. I'm guilty. I'm one of those people who hard-headed at times. It's tough. We cannot always control our circumstances, but we can control how we feel about our circumstances. In verse 3, James talks about testing our faith and how that produces patience, perseverance. You need to let our patience and perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and complete, not lacking anything. So what is the connection between wisdom and perseverance? Wisdom understands that our goal is not an earthly paradise, but a heavenly one. We are passing through this world as we prepare for our real home. Perseverance without wisdom leads to death. Perseverance with wisdom leads to life. Spiritual maturity is the key to becoming more like Jesus. After salvation, every Christian begins the process of spiritual growth. Too often trials make you bitter, not better. Being present for or during a trial does not bring spiritual maturity. The victory over those trials is what breaks spiritual maturity. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that obeyed the gospel perhaps is strayed from the path of heaven. Now is the time for you to come forth. Thank you.